Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
you Texans, you drive me nuts.
I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Ooh, it's Thursday.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Everybody. Is everybody watching the parade? You get the parade on in the background?
Everybody thankful?
Everybody going to have a traditional Thanksgiving, just like the Pilgrims had, okay?
But then you have to eat lobster and, like, clams and oysters and...
No. The Pilgrims, okay, hello. The Pilgrims, they watched the parades...
Oh, okay.
...on the television. Now, it was a wooden television.
Oh, is that what they did?
They didn't have any satellite dish. All they had was, like, just regular antenna, rabbit ears.
Oh.
But they watched the parade... Then they had a big turkey, and then they
might have had a fowl of some sort.
And they watched the Cowboys play. Now, that was the real Cowboys and not the Cowboy football team, but still, they watched the Cowboys play, which is what we do today. That's why we watch the Cowboys play.
Oh, is that why?
That is why.
Okay, good to know. Good to know in your little special world.
The Detroit Lions and the Cowboys.
That's who's playing on Thanksgiving?
Everything.
How'd they work that out to always be on Thanksgiving? How'd that work?
That was the genius of Tex Ram.
Okay.
He did cheerleading.
Yeah.
He did, he picked the uniforms of the Cowboys based on what they look like on television.
Yeah, instead of, yeah.
He moved the field goals to the back of the field. He got that. I mean, he was part of like the league. It wasn't just him. I mean, he was in there with Lamar Hunt, and they were part of this,
Lamar is in Lamar Avenue?
I don't know. Lamar Hunt.
Okay. Does anything to do with Lamar in Dallas? I'm just wondering.
Probably that was probably named after, that was probably named after the Texan Lamar, Colonel Lamar.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm a little rusty on my Texas history.
Oh, well, Lamar Hunt used to own the Texans.
Okay.
And they moved, and he moved them to Kansas City.
Oh.
And then
Tex
Ram
really care.
On the Cowboys. And anyway, they were part of this NFL committee to
to find out. So how did he get them to always be on Thanksgiving?
Because he just said, I'm going to have the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving all the time.
And so he got that signed in, and that was
just the way it was.
Hard-coded.
Yeah. Yep.
Good to know. Did he make the cheerleaders' costume... uniforms that skimpy from the get-go, or
no,
had they gotten skimpier?
No, they were traditional, more of a blue blazers, sort of Kilgore. Anyway, they were more of a traditional, longer skirt. They were still, I mean, it was still...
Racy for the time. The boots and the...
Yes, the boots have never changed.
Right, and the skirt. But they weren't, like, complete all cleavage. Which is all it is now. I mean, why do they put a top on? Just to push their boobs together.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't notice the cleavage so much on the Cowboy cheerleaders. I mean,
how could you not?
It seems like
that's all you can see.
It seems like they're showing off their belly mostly, or their legs.
Their belly. Okay. Who cares about bellies?
Well,
I don't have an issue with bellies.
I know what you look at.
Good.
Why are we talking
grief.
About cleavage and bellies on Thanksgiving? Come on, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, sorry. Because you talk about the Cowboys.
Okay, well, you got to listen to the squirrels.
Okay.
And you got to eat turkey.
Uh-huh.
And you got to have mashed potatoes and gravy.
Well, we don't at our Thanksgiving because your family.
That was your rule.
Yeah.
And then you got to watch the Cowboy game.
You guys don't ever have mashed potatoes and gravy, so I quit making it because nobody eats it but me.
And then for supper, you have one of those really good turkey sandwiches.
Leftover.
Oh,
did you know that leftover sweet potatoes and dressing and turkey tastes better than the first time, honestly?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love leftover Thanksgiving. Love
I love it. Leftover Thanksgiving as well, but I don't know if it tastes better.
And we do it for Christmas, too. We have ham and leftover Christmas. Oh. That ham. Mm. That's good stuff there.
So there you go.
Yep.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You have to take a nap, right?
I don't. I watch the Cowboy game.
Yeah.
Only if the Cowboy game gets boring do I take a nap. I don't.
You can decorate.
I don't.
For Christmas.
Decorate. I sit and digest. That's my.
Yeah, but you don't. You're not going to eat that much this week.
And usually we drive.
Drive. No, we don't.
Yeah,
to like, Meemaw's.
No, well, that's difficult. We drive to Dallas, or we drive to Gales, or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your parents came here once for Thanksgiving, or twice.
No, they were here for a couple times. That was the miracle Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we want to tell our miracle Thanksgiving story?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
So, when we moved here in 2000, I was pregnant with Helen, and we had bought this old 80-some-year-old house, and so we moved in the first week of November, and my parents came down to help us get settled. They must have stayed for about a month, I guess. And so while it was their first Thanksgiving in our new house, and I wanted to host Thanksgiving for the family, and so I invited the whole family. Well, it ends up that it ended up being the first time that all extended family wanted to come too. We had... Was it 30?
Yeah, 35 people.
So yeah, somewhere around there.
35 people.
And I had gotten...
It just kept growing and kept growing. And, oh, and I'm coming too. And, oh, and Key and them are coming too. And oh, and Kelly and them are coming too. And oh, and
Fred and then we invited some too. Friends. And
yeah, then our friends said, like, we don't have anything to do. Well, come on over.
Yeah,
I'm everybody like, else is.
What's it matter? And I thought, my mom's here. It's all good. She'll help me. And so I had gotten banquet tables from the church, and I had card tables because I wanted to. I have this thing about Thanksgiving. I don't like potluck style Thanksgiving. I want to sit at a table with all the food on the table. I want to pass it around the table, and I have a thing about formal Thanksgiving. This is my impractical thing, but it is.
It's very impractical.
It's hard to do, okay? But I did it.
We do cafeteria style, which is the, you know.
Well, that's buffet style.
Yes, but for this Thanksgiving, we had 35 people around a bunch of tables.
Well, no, I had put them together. So it was one huge, long table. And a good thing we lived in this old house because we had this huge dining room. Remember? I put it all together. And I had... And remember, I made you go buy more glasses and silverware because we didn't. I'm using my good dishes.
She said by golly too.
So he's out the day before at Foley's buying, you know, extra goblets and whatever. So okay, so the day comes and all these people keep adding and adding, and I only had a turkey to feed, you know, like maybe 15 people, and it was double. Okay, so I'm thinking, we don't have enough turkey. What are we going to do? So Dad runs to the pig.
We had a normal-sized, like, 10-pound turkey.
Yeah.
And I went to the pig.
Oh, you went to the pig and got, like, a boneless...
Nasty
turkey.
Processed ham.
Was it ham? Okay.
And it was like,
I don't know,
like,
but whatever. It was
loaf.
Like already pre-cooked, whatever. There was nothing left, okay? And so we're just make it whatever. So we stood around the table. My dad says, well, we just need to pray. We just need to pray and ask the Lord to, you know, make this turkey multiply. So I'll never forget this as long as I live.
They did this, I think, while I was on my way home that day. I'd gone out to run errands and get last minute thing, or you know, get some last minute cups or ice or something. I think I went buy a bag of ice.
Yeah.
And so while I was gone, I bought this ham.
Right. So,
and meanwhile, they were at the house praying over the turkey.
So my dad and mom and I stood around. I remember my dad was on one side of the table and my mom and I were standing on the other, and we held hands and he said, Lord, we need you to bless this turkey and make it. It's got to feed all these people. We need you to bless it, multiply it in Jesus' name. And we had enough turkey to feed 35 people as well as leftovers for a good 2 weeks. My parent, and I'm talking about leftovers for four people,
yep.
Not just Brad and I, but my mom and dad were there and we ate turkey every meal.
It was amazing.
And we,
it's incredible. I think we actually gathered up more turkey than there was turkey to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even touch the ham.
No.
And everybody had turkey. It wasn't like people were being scampish. I mean,
exactly.
So,
oh, I'm sorry. The timer's going off.
The timer is going up, but it's 15 seconds before okay. it's time. Can you wait 15 seconds?
Yep. So that's our Thanksgiving miracle turkey. And it was great, and it was fun, and it was great having everybody there. Mm-hmm. And I way overdid it, and I made way more than we needed. And and we all sat around that table as a family, yeah. and we all ate.
It's the last time.
And it was a blessing. The last time we've ever done it. And since then, we've always done buffet style. Mm-hmm. But anyway. So that was fun,
and that was it was a wonderful testimony, and it was for the day and everything, mm-hmm. and it was cool. And we played 42 that after.
Oh
that.
Yeah, you sat with Fred and your dad and Buddy and played 42.
Fred's passed away, and Aunt Doris has passed away, mm-hmm. and I think Granny was there. Yeah, Granny. Was
Granny
there.
Came, mm-hmm.
and so
it was good. You know, Mima was up moving and grooving and. She was
helping
still
in, the
in prime form then, and so, yeah. And my mom and dad were there, which always makes
well,
it
I
good.
Hope that your Thanksgiving is as blessed as ours was mm-hmm. and continues to be. And we hope that you get lots of turkey today and that you get lots of family today, more family than you can stand. And I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And we just hope that that you're blessed today and that the Lord gives you plenty to be thankful for. And so I'd like, if I can, to just say a small, simple Thanksgiving prayer, and then we'll let you get back to your day.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings of our friends that we talk to weekly and that send us messages and we communicate with on the forum and the boards and email and, you know, just whatever. Just, Lord, however we have them, we are just so thankful for them and for the community of podcasters and just these people that I would have never met if it hadn't been for this ministry mm-hmm. and this show. So, Lord, I am thankful for them, and I am thankful for that we care about each other and we share love together mm-hmm. that is deeper than anybody else can understand because it involves you. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, we just pray that between now and next Thanksgiving that you will keep watch over these that are listening and bless us all. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen. All
Vas
right.
Vas con Dios,
y'all.
Vas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.